Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Early voting on Texas constitutional amendments continues through Friday of this week. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider says one of the proposed amendments would grant the governor significant new powers when it comes to disciplining or even dismissing elected judges.
The State Commission on Judicial Conduct is an independent agency run by a mix of judges, attorneys appointed by the state bar, and citizens appointed by the governor. Proposition 12 would let the governor name a majority of the commission's members. John Domino is an expert on law and judicial politics at Sam Houston State University.
I believe that any attempt at so-called accountability and transparency is just an attempt to be able to push and pressure judges in some way, and intrude upon independence.
Domino notes that 6 years ago, Governor Greg Abbott removed two of the commission members that acted against Abbott's wishes by voting to discipline a justice of the peace who refused to perform same-sex marriages. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Nonprofit leaders say funding cuts are forcing them to scale back services for homebound seniors who receive food through the Meals on Wheels program. Ali Al-Sudani is the chief programs officer at IM Houston, the nonprofit which runs the program in Harris and Galveston counties. He says they'll have to cut back services for about 300 seniors due to the loss of $500,000 in federal funding.
We can't let this happen to our seniors. They deserve better than this.
Fort Bend Seniors Meals on Wheels will also reduce their home-delivered meals from 7 to 5 meals per week starting next year due to reduction in federal funds. A woman convicted of hitting and killing a man in Montrose back in 2023 while drunk has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. That man was reportedly on a first date walking out of a donut shop when Christina Chambers hit him with her car. Court records show that Chambers' blood alcohol content was 4 times above the legal limit at the time of the crash. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.